from the gospel reading, you can see why I'm thinking about baptism, right, for this story, children's story. And of course, Lent is the time when, in the tradition, Lent is the time of intense preparation for those who are going to be baptized at the Easter Vigil. So these 40 days are set aside. And as we talked about on Ash Wednesday, when we are encouraged to prayer and to fasting and to almsgiving, these are like the practical ways that we can enter into this baptismal life, right? That we pray as a way of understanding that God, our relationship with God, is primary, and we give alms as a way of saying that we love God and we love our neighbor, right? And we do fasting in order to realize our freedom from all the things that we have bound ourselves to before we are bound into Christ. So this is just a real practical way that the catechumens, the folks who are going to be baptized, can begin to live into the life of Christ and into the life of the church. And it's beautiful stuff, and it's really important. And the text this morning brings us to even a more deep and rich and important thing, I think, about this, about the process of entering into the life in Christ. And that is, repent and believe in the good news. Now, you hear that? Do you kind of hear a fire and brimstone sort of sermon about this, huh? Okay, we kind of have that sense of repent, like stop doing sinful things and believe in Jesus. Like, work up a good, strong belief in Jesus. That's not quite it. In fact, I would argue that's not quite it at all. It's that repentance is this great word. It means to think differently or to act differently or to turn around into a different way of being. Okay? So it isn't just like, stop doing these bad things. It's like, no, wait, there's a whole new way of being in the world. I want you to turn and see. And that's for the folks who are being baptized, that's the message. We want you to see this. It's really cool. Come see it. And for those of us who have been baptized, the message is, oh, you know what? Maybe you've forgotten. Come see it again. Turn around. Think again. Be renewed in your baptism. Right? And believe in the good news. And it isn't believe in good news so much as trust into the good news. Live in trust. So it's not so much like a mental thing where I'm going to believe this thing, you know, like you might believe in Santa Claus or you might believe in something else. It's not that at all. It's more like it's trusting, living in trust that this is so. And that this is so for you. So, during this time of Lent, that's the invitation. To begin to understand, to begin to turn again towards the way of the kingdom of heaven. Because it takes us, you know, for the whole year after Easter, we kind of turn back into seeing the way the world sees the world. And so now in Lent, we get 40 days again to think over again, to think differently once more. And I'm going to tell you, Lent could not have come soon enough for me, given the way I am looking at the world right now, right? I mean, it is so frustrating. There is so much going on, and it's like, holy mackerel, and I can feel myself falling into the kind of cynicism and the kind of frustration that, well, frankly, I think the world wants to encourage. Like, to disengage us from the life of God. So Lent has come. And what I want to say is really important is when Jesus says, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Listen to that. There's both a sense of time and of space. And Jesus isn't talking about the kind of like sometime in the distant future, like maybe what we would consider the second coming of Jesus when all of this takes place. No, the time is fulfilled. That is to say, right now is the time. And where? Right here. Here and now. The kingdom of God. The time of the kingdom of God has been fulfilled. Here and now. Can you imagine? You don't have to imagine. Here and now, when functioning governments here and abroad seem to be going down the tubes, the time is fulfilled. Jesus is the Lord of life and the Lord of all. And He is the healer of nations here and now. Here and now. When there is so much sickness right at our doorsteps. How many of you people know people who are sick? Huh? Right? And when death has come to us. How many people in this congregation in the last couple of weeks have died? Beloved people from this congregation have died. And everybody knows somebody who's died recently. Death is here. But the time is fulfilled. And as to sickness, Jesus is the great physician and the healer of every ill. And as to death, He is the firstborn from the dead. And in Him, united with Him in baptism, we also are raised to new life, from death to life, here and now. Here and now. Where there is so much pressure. Isn't there a lot of pressure to be on the right side of everything? Don't you get that sense? And don't woe be to you if you're on the wrong side of things. Here and now, Jesus is the guider of our discernment. Here and now, Jesus is standing with us. As we make our decisions here and now, Jesus is freeing us to love and to not worry about getting it right or getting it wrong. Here and now. Here and now. The temptation is to want to just look at the world and to hide from it in one way or another. Whether it's just isolating or whether it's cynicism. The time is fulfilled. And the one who openly loves the whole world, who gives himself over for this world, which is in such chaos, he is the one who calls us. Here and now. Here and now, we are tempted to pull out our own weapons and our own strategies for protecting ourselves and what is ours and the people we love. And the time is fulfilled. And the one who is the lover of those who tormented and tortured him is here and calls us. Dare we hear him say, be open, give yourself away, don't protect yourself. Here and now. And doesn't it feel like here and now? The church is finding its way into defining faithfulness as us over against other people or other things. As if that's the only way that we can find to be faithful. But the time is fulfilled. And the one who never stands over against anyone, but stands with all of us, is here with us, here and now.
Here and now is the time and the place for us to lean into being the beloved of God, to lean into the baptismal promises that God is always with us. Here and now is the time to remember that we are forgiven and forgive. Here and now is the time for us to trust the vision, not the vision, the reality that Jesus proclaims about the kingdom of heaven. Even in the midst of all of this other stuff, these other voices, these other activities that want to draw us away, Jesus says, no, here and now. Lean into the love that God has for us. Lean into living in the world as if you are absolutely beloved and there's nothing anybody can do about it, not even ourselves. Here and now. Here and now. Trust into the good news. The promise of our baptism. The life that God intends for all of us. Here and now. The time.